Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University Audio Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Every current business owner will eventually sell their business, and guess what? 75% of all owners want to pass their business on to family members. Unfortunately, two-thirds of all transitions fail under the children's direction. A successful transition involves preparing the business, the successor, and the owner for transition, and that is what this presentation is all about. What better way to learn the transition process than from a man who has not only passed his company successfully on to family members, but also has helped multiple companies walk through the transition? David Townsend worked in his family's manufacturing business, Decor Products Incorporated, for 28 years. He purchased the business from his parents in 1984 and then ran the company as its president for 14 years, at which point he sold out to his younger brothers in 1999. Since the business sale, he has been involved with a number of avocations, eventually joining a nonprofit consulting group based in Madison, Wisconsin. Over the past several years, David has worked with over 70 Wisconsin companies to improve their businesses through strategic planning, lean manufacturing, and financial benchmarking. His consulting practice, Keystone Business Strategies, LLC, focuses on helping business owners prepare their businesses for the eventual sale or transfer to the next generation of owners. It really doesn't matter when you sell your business. The question is, what do you need to be doing today to ensure a smooth transition later? Now is the time to begin the transition process. So listen up as David shares some key information about how to make the eventual sale a smooth transition.
Hello. I'm happy to be speaking to you today about a very important topic, namely, how you can improve the odds of successfully passing your business on to the next generation in your family. If you want your child to one day own your business, you have plenty of company. Nationally, 75% of family business owners say they would want to keep their business in their family. Tragically, of those that do pass their company down to their children, two-thirds of those businesses will fail. This presentation is about how to plan the future in order to improve the odds that your business will successfully stay in your family and thrive under your children's management. I've been fortunate to have experienced the transition of my family's business twice. Once when I took over my parents' manufacturing business, and then a second time, 14 years later, when I sold my portion of the business to my younger brothers. Both transitions were challenging and had different objectives. The fact that both transitions were successful had to do with my parents' insight mixed in with some good luck on my part. My objective today is to show you how to improve the odds of success by making your company more likely to survive the transition to your children's ownership and how to make some of your own good luck. My name is David Townsend, and my good luck started when I dropped out of college in the 1960s. I moved back home with my parents. My dad was a self-taught engineer who had built a hobbyist machine shop in our family garage. His good luck happened when he was fired for his job for moonlighting and had to start his company in order to feed his family, including me and my four siblings. I was a lost soul, hippie type, who left the university life as a math major to return to community college to sample a smorgasbord of classes, including music theory, world history, English, and oddly enough, marketing. Between classes, I would work in the family business, running a punch press, making parts that would eventually wind up on Zenith Radio clock radios. I call that good luck because one of the best predictors of success in business is having the good fortune to grow up participating in your family's business. Hearing the dinner table conversations about the shop, learning to contribute from the bottom up, seeing your parents' drive to succeed, gives a child an early PhD in small business. Chances are, if you're thinking of passing your business on to your children, they are already being prepared to succeed by the mere fact that they are involved in your business, as I was in my parents. But rather than depend on luck to help your business succeed, I've developed a structured methodology that greatly improves the odds of successful transition through the generations. Let's step through the process and learn how you can apply it to your business. First, you have to step out of your everyday role in the business and take a long-term view of what you're trying to accomplish. The daily demands on a business owner scream for attention and must be dealt with. But if you're going to be successful in passing your business along, you're going to have to clear your mind of the immediate issues and think about what is really important. Time is the one constraint that's non-negotiable. You have to use your time to your advantage. When do you want to turn the business over? What can you do within that time to make the transition more successful? What about the time after you leave your daily role? These are critical questions if you're going to succeed. So lesson number one, use time wisely. Spend the time as a precious commodity, getting ready for the most important step in your business career, leaving your business to the next generation of owners. 3, 5, or even 7 years of preparation can be needed to assure the successful transition between generations. So if time is so precious, how should we spend what we have to work with? I see 3 critical steps that must be accomplished if you're going to succeed. Prepare the business, prepare the successor, and prepare the founder. This might sound simple, but it isn't. Let me elaborate. By preparing the business, I mean that you must take deliberate steps to set the business up for success in the long term. Too many business owners, especially successful ones, step back and rest on their laurels. Once they've built a successful business, they lose the entrepreneurial zest that drove the success in the first place. I'm not being critical here. As we age, it's natural to become more conservative and risk adverse. In business, that translates into less reinvestment in facilities, technology, and expansion. Dividends and distribution become more important than innovation. Cash is king. The business can stagnate. Let me give you an example. I recently worked with a company that was started in 1949, coincidentally the year that I was born. The founder was a stubborn cuss, a child of the Great Depression. He did everything on a shoestring, made all the decisions himself, and ran a tight ship. His company prospered in the early years, as many companies did, sheltered from competition due to the havoc wreaked on the economies of Germany, most of Europe, and Japan. Our founder resisted change, piled up cash, and ignored new technologies that were changing the marketplace. Hardworking to the end, this business founder died suddenly, leaving the business to his young daughter and spouse, neither of which knew anything about the business. A key employee stepped forward and took over the operations. Unfortunately, the employee learned everything he knew from the founder. Technology was bad, authority and decision-making was centralized, computers were evil, the company had new competition, and was losing market share. More time passed. It was time for the next generation to take over. A young manager was hired, and a new era began. The office furniture, dating to the 1950s, was the first to go. Paper files were scanned and indexed electronically. The shop was cleaned and organized. Customers got better service, more competitive prices, and quicker estimates. Costs were better managed. Employees saw a bright future and did their job with new enthusiasm. The company began to flourish. Preparing a business for long-term success is counterintuitive for many business owners. When I help a business that has been neglected, I recommend conducting a rejuvenation of the business centered around the development of a long-term strategic plan. I first work with the owner to understand his objectives clearly. Then he and I assemble a small team of key players in the business, those who really depend on the business's future for their own future. Working with the strategic planning team, I help them to develop a deep understanding of what has made the business successful up till now and what it will take to be successful in the future. We identify action items and assign responsibilities for implementation over a definite timeline. metrics for success are established. The finished plan is presented to top management for review and authorization. The result of a team-based strategic plan can electrify and invigorate the business. All team players have a clear picture of what success looks like, where the business is going, and what needs to be accomplished by whom. Even beyond that, it gives the key people in the company faith in the future and the part they play in it. Now, you might ask yourself, why bother? We've been successful up till now. You might even feel a little insecure turning over the responsibility for planning to others in your company. Here's the answer. If all the decision-making comes from you, you can never leave. You'll die with your boots on, conducting business as usual, doing your job. Do I have to remind you that the whole purpose of this effort is about how to get you out of the business? You have to be willing to turn over the reins, or this will not work. You can never leave. Period. While you consider what I just said, let me make this a little easier on you. Ponder this. If I'm going to hand the future of my company over to my children, and I want this to work, how should I prepare my child to take over? The answer takes me to the second critical step in leaving your business, preparing your successor. Given the time that we have to work with, how should we spend that time preparing the child to take over? The steps we take to prepare the successor for success is every bit as important as preparing the business for success. If done poorly, you will continually interfere in the operation of the business for fear that things are going badly. Chances are that your financial security and retirement plans are dependent on the success of the company after you leave it. You must understand, every business owner eventually leaves his business. We have got to get this right. Unfortunately, often the transition is not successful. Let me tell you about a Wisconsin business that got it wrong. Here in Wisconsin, we have a thriving dairy products industry. Food processing is big business. A local entrepreneur built his business by making machinery for the cheese industry. Over several decades, he built his business into a profitable employer of 50 machinists and machinery builders. When the founder reached retirement age, he sold the company to his son, a high school teacher, and settled into a comfortable retirement. Fast forward to 2009. The son burned out trying to serve an industry he didn't understand. Customers sought other suppliers, quality problems drove up costs, and profits evaporated. In desperation, the son simply walked away from the business, now down to a few old employees and a couple of lingering customers. The dad, age 72, has the company back without customers, skilled employees, or enough time to rebuild the company. His dynasty has fallen. Every business I work with is at a different stage of transition to the next generation. If your children are young, just talking about the business in front of them is a great beginning. As they age, different experiences are appropriate. One important caveat: give them real work to do with real responsibility. If you teach them that working in the company is an entitlement, you have doomed them to failure. In my own company, we would hire high school kids in the summertime to make up for vacationing employees. By the time I owned the company, we were a high-volume manufacturer of automotive components, requiring careful packaging, a job that we could train students to do. One day I was walking through the plant and was pleasantly surprised to see that my niece had been hired for the summer. Great to see more family involved. When I asked her supervisor how she was doing, I was dismayed to hear that she was having trouble showing up for work on time. After repeated warnings, she replied, "My grandpa owns this company. I don't have to be on time." I instructed the supervisor to use proper discipline in the situation. My niece was fired shortly thereafter. I don't tell that story to prove that I'm a heartless bastard who would fire his own niece. I tell it because I know how unlikely it is that a youngster can overcome a position of privilege and still be successful in life. With your own children, you must help them understand that they have to earn what they get. They've got to work harder than non-contributing non-family members, and they have to contribute more. As your children leave adolescence, a more formal education should begin. The development of the knowledge and skills that are important to the business will take time to acquire. In my case, I matured from a hippie punch press operator to earning my degree in industrial marketing from Southern Illinois University. I joined the family company as a salesman and road warrior, expanding our customer base across the Midwest. When I talked to potential customers, I knew what I was talking about. I had worked on the shop floor and had the formal education to put the pieces together. I was lucky. How do we go about making some luck for your children? One method that can work is child swapping. It's not what you think. What I'm describing is a temporary exchange of work experience for your child and the child of a non-competing but similar business with facing the same need. Is there another business owner in your industry trade group that you have discussed business active children with who might be interested in swapping children for the summer? I've seen this work effectively with similar businesses operating in different parts of the country. What a terrific learning opportunity for both families. Each child learns to do real work in a relevant industry for an objective boss. It's a win-win for everyone. At some point in your child's growing up, you need to make a critical decision. Is my child capable of taking over the business? Be honest. For some, it just shouldn't happen. I have a son who knew from age 10 that he's going to be a doctor. He's in pre-med school right now. Should I pull him off that mission to run a factory? Of course not. You have to look objectively at what your children can offer or want to do with their lives and live with the truth. One business owner I worked with found out the hard way that making assumptions and putting off conversations can lead to disastrous results. The business is a small machine shop making repair parts for the paper industry. The dad has a good collection of loyal customers that know they can get great service and quality from the company. When a paper machine breaks down, time is money, so the company is paid well for what it does. The dad asked me to help the company move to the next level. He had just put a large addition onto his building and needed to grow the company in order to cover the added expense. His dream was to turn the company over to his two sons and retire on the rental income from the large building. Several meetings into a strategic planning project with some of the company, we discovered that one of the sons had no desire to own a business. The younger son had limited abilities. Dad's plan had never been discussed, and his retirement is still on hold. If your children will never take over your business, it's better to know about it sooner rather than later. If one of your children has potential, but not the others, face that issue as well. If you are sure that you know who your successor will be, then there is one step you must take. Talk about it with them. You would be amazed at how many succession plans are based on assumptions that are never communicated. An honest discussion about the future of the business and the child's role in it is essential. Once you have chosen the successor, I suggest you start with a conversation with your spouse. You need to be of one mind on this. With multiple children involved in the business, this can be difficult. How can you be fair to all, but to choose one to run the business? The answer is simple. The child who takes the business must pay for what he gets, either in cash or in sweat equity, and the other children must know that this is happening. When you are sure of who the successor should be, I suggest taking up the subject in a safe, neutral location. It should be a private conversation between you, your spouse, and the successor child. You must avoid making the successor feel obligated to agree. Probe to find out his real feelings and desires. Emphasize that this is an opportunity to succeed, not a gift. Owning a business is not an easy path, but promise that you will set the business and the successor up for success. Once you have selected the successor, make the decision known, have a conversation with the other business active children and key employees, making it clear that the decision was deliberate and that the beginning of a demanding plan to prepare the successor to successfully take over the business. At this point, I think it's important to have an element of structured work experience mixed in with formal education for the successor. While your business may consist of technical services or products, running a company is a complex combination of skills and knowledge. A degree in business or even an MBA might be appropriate to deal with the future complexities of the business and the marketplace. A written plan for the successor's qualifications will lay out the steps to take and measure progress. It's important to pick a target date for transitioning the business to the successor. The date can be adjusted to allow for unexpected challenges, but picking a date puts a framework around what needs to happen and provides discipline for the process. Knowing when you plan to leave puts everyone on notice that the preparations must be made. The final step in the strategy is probably the hardest, preparing the business owner, you. You need to develop your personal exit plan. An exit plan addresses issues such as financial security, business continuity, equity transfer, and your ongoing role in the company. While you have worked hard to prepare your business and your successor, you have to know where you are headed for yourself. Leaving your business is the most critical financial decision of your life. You have to get this right. Leaving the business will greatly limit your ability to increase your personal wealth, so it is critical that you get a professional review of your lifestyle expectations for after you leave your business. Many business owners dream of travel, luxury boats, or vacation homes. A financial planner will get these dreams down on paper and assess your financial security. I've already talked about the importance of knowing that you're financially secure without your business income, but are you personally secure? Do you have a purpose in life without the business? Do you have interest to pursue? What will you do with your time? Let me speak personally here for a minute. When I left my family's business after 28 years, I was a little lost. After decades of short vacations, weekend work, driving from customer to customer, and dealing with over 100 employees, walking out of that building and leaving it behind was like seeing a bell struck and no sound coming out of it. I was in shock. You need to think about what you can do after you leave your business, something meaningful. Golfing 5 days a week gets old in a hurry. One role that I have seen work nicely is that of assuming the job as community ambassador for the company. As a business owner, you probably didn't attend the city council meetings that affected your community. A seat on the school board is a great way to influence the future. Find a cause and champion it in a way that only a business owner can achieve. This can be a very satisfying activity for you and fruitful for your community. Let me sum up what I've covered so far. Preparing to leave your business is different than doing your daily work. You have to adopt a long-range view of what you're trying to accomplish, putting aside the daily demands of being a business owner. You have to set the business up for success without you driving that success. Empowering key employees by involving them and planning for the future allows you to delegate responsibility to them. Selecting and preparing a successor over a period of years allows everyone to know the business is here for the long haul. Investing in modern technology and innovation keeps the company competitive and growing. Finally, following a carefully crafted exit plan for yourself will assure that your personal and financial needs are met. Your transition out of the business will allow your successor to assume control of a company thoroughly prepared to succeed. I want to take a moment to talk about a recent conversation I had with a young man who is successfully leading his family business. This young man is a 32-year-old who grew up in the family business, third-generation owner, runs the business with his three other brothers. The four of them together are building a business that is currently at $16 million in sales and is pulling together for 2012 with a target of a $20 million sales year. These are four young men who grew up in the family business, bought the business from their parent, and are operating it very aggressively to build this business into a success. This is remarkable enough just on the face of it, but I have to tell you that this business is a construction company. And even given the 2009-2010 economies that we've all had to deal with, these young men are building a very exciting company. Looking back, the 10 years that I have been out of my family business, I feel pretty good about what has happened. My brothers are successful today due to their own hard work and to a degree because of the momentum that I left in the business. Because of our growth at the time, I built a capable management team to run the business, most of whom are still vital to the business today. My career today is built on a foundation of experience in family business, consulting with owners and presidents in over 70 small businesses. Each of those companies face the same challenge that you do. Each owner will one day leave his business. Keeping the family business in the family is perhaps the greatest challenge you will ever face in your career, and perhaps the most rewarding. Good luck to you and to your family.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 800-432-7963. The vision of Grandian Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandiassociates.com or give us a call at 800-432-7963. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandian Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.